I remember in the early 90s, Jomo Cosmos versus Kaizer Chiefs, Phil Mosinga scored a hat-trick in the BP Top 8 final, while Fanny Madida scored a brace, which is two goals, and Chiefs won 4-3, Fanny Madida being the Chiefs striker, and hence he was awarded the Man of the Match award, and he got 2,500, that was in the early 90s. It was later realized that Mosinga deserved it, and instead of taking it from Fanny Madida, then they gave Mosinga also an award and the prize money, and that's thanks to Masilela Ndlovu on Facebook. The question, the hot topic is, should the PSL change the voting process for the PSL goal of the season? Why are we talking about this? Are we inducing people? Are we pinning people one against the other? Are we trying to perhaps detect smoke where there is none? Not really, because something amazing happened. Oscarin Masuluke is now in the top three of the world's best goals. He is against Dana Castellanos and Arsenal's Olivier Giroud. However, the twist to this, the irony is that in South Africa, in his home country, he didn't win the award. It instead went to Sipiwe Chabalala of Kaizer Chiefs, who scored a beautiful goal. But and the reason why he got the award is that he was voted for by people. So we asked people, should we change it? Should we give it to the panel of experts to decide? Because now FIFA is recognizing that as the best goal and potentially the best goal of this year, whereas it didn't win any award in South Africa. And I am Nkululeko Ngewu. That's how we start the show this week. This is the Sokala Duma Weekend Special Wrap. It's the top 8. It's a preview show. And it's the top 8. It's the final. Eric Tinkler versus Benny McCarthy. They've been refusing that title of the game because it's Cape Town City versus SuperSport United in this final at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday in Durban. So we'll be dissecting that with the Sokala Duma's Dumisani Koyana. I want to know from him which team he thinks is going to win the MTN 8 final. And of course, in the show, I will give you the hot news that happened throughout the week. Just four main stories that happened throughout the week to keep you informed. Before we get there though, let's read some of the other Facebook messages that we've got, and also we'll play some of the voice notes that we received from you, the fans, of course. And we thank you very much for that. Lihlohonolo Khumutso Litswalo says, the best criteria is to give the voting system 25%. So the voting population 25%, goalkeeper coaches 25%, coaches 25%, and journalists 25%. And we will have deservedly the best goal of the season. Votes are biased. And guess what? There were a lot of Chiefs fans as well who said that there's nothing wrong with the voting process. People voted for the goal that they thought was their favorite. As a result, it won. So the people that didn't win didn't vote. So that didn't win didn't vote. So that we shouldn't really be trying to change the way in which things work just because our favorite didn't win. So we'll read some of those messages as well as we go along on the show. And we'll take a look at what we'll be up against who in the National First Division and who's staying on top of that log at the moment with a few games just being played. Let's get to it with the news that happened in the PSL throughout the week. The Premier Soccer League have confirmed that the draw of this year's Telkom Knockout round of 16 will take place next week. Last year's winners, City, will find out who their title defense will begin against, with the draw set to take place on Monday at 1 p.m. No team has managed to defend the title as successfully and since Kaizer Chiefs won it back-to-back in 2009 and 2010. Moving right along then to the hot topic of the day, Baroka FC's Oscarin Masuluke is already the first African to make it into the top three of FIFA's Puskas Award, and now he is hoping to become the first African to actually win it. Numerous African footballers, including three South African players, have been nominated for the prestigious award in the past. However, Masuluke is the first one that is qualified for the final round of public voting. His incredible overhead kick against Orlando Pirates went viral as it happened. But the Baroka man will be up against Olivier Giroud of Arsenal and teenage Venezuelan starlet Dana Castellanos, with many around the country urging fans to vote for their compatriot ahead of the ceremony in London later this month. And of course, it goes without saying, myself as well, I voted, and I wish you can go to the FIFA website and vote for Oscar and Masoluke. And moving right along then, Eric Tinkler says he's happy that SuperSport United's sick room is clearing out, with just two players left with injuries as they head into the MTN 8 final this weekend. Speaking to the media this week, the Matatanza coach gave an update on the current injury situation ahead of the Cup final clash with Cape Town City on Saturday night. He indicated that only Pasera and Thato Mokete are still out injured. SuperSport take on City at 7 p.m. on Saturday night at Moses Mabhida in the MTN 8 final. Woo! I can't wait for that. AmaZulu confirmed being confused about the charges brought against their player over an alleged spitting incident in a recent official PSL game. The league has since confirmed that Mango has been charged with misconduct for his alleged spitting incident on Morton. The Malawian is set to appear before the PSL DRC next week. Morton was also charged by the PSL for the same offence. AmaZulu's media officer Brilliant Makatini told Sokoladuma that the Durban-based club is in the dark on why the team's central midfielder has also been charged by the league. That is the long and short of what happened, the hot stories that happened throughout the week. There are more, of course, of these stories on the Sokoladuma website. You can go there, click through and read your favourite team, who are they signing, was out injured before the midweek games for next week and before this final for this weekend. For now, well, let's listen to some of the voice notes from the people.
Oh, Mapiza lo wase PMP. Ngicabanga ukuthi goalkeeper we Baroka we deserve the award. Mkhulu umsebenzi awenzile.
Yeah, for PSL, I think they have to change a lot of things in their things, the way they are doing things, because they didn't give this boy a chance. Oscarin for his goal when they are playing with Pirates. I think sometimes they over undermine other players when it comes to judging. We're still trying with lots of the things they do as PSL. So I think that this is just going to open their eyes and to see things differently, because now this boy, Oscarin, is coming big for his goal that PSL never take a recognition of it. So it's me, Kanye Sofusa in Pale.
It's quite interesting, the clashing of views so far that we've had. Pulelo Mutawung is saying they must change it. No player will successfully go head to head with Kaizer Chiefs players and win. We are all over South Africa and we will never betray our players if they are asking for votes. We will vote for our players even if they don't deserve the award. We don't care if they are nominated, then they deserve to win. That's Pulelo Mutawung, a Kaizer Chiefs diehard fan. And then now Kemba Gabson is saying it must always be about what the fans liked. Are they trying to say that Kaizer Chiefs fans has more fans than the whole PSL combined? People who vote must use their money and they'll always vote for what they consider is best. And then Unyasha Zoro, George Nzoro, is saying God has a funny way of doing things. The PSL robbed Masoluke of that award, but he has made it into the last three of the Pushkas Award, an award bigger than all the awards combined. I hope he goes on and wins just to rub it in their faces. Those are diverging views, people at loggerheads, because this is a polarizing conversation. That's the reason we threw it out at you to find out what you think about it. And those are the views that were posted on our Facebook, and you've just heard now the views from our WhatsApp voice notes. Justice Mukhajane says the saying of vote as many times as you can must be left out. In South African Sports Awards, I remember voting for Itumeleng Isaac Kune and Chadley Clow because I believe they all deserved it. Itumeleng Isaac Kune ended up winning the Sports Star of the Year award. Pirates and Sundowns fans didn't vote for Kune, but he won. They are even bitter that Kune won Player of the Month. They are even bitter that Siphiwe Lawrence Tshabalala won Goal of the Season. That's according to Justice Mukhajane on Facebook. And of course, we appreciate those thoughts. Before we go any further, though, let's take a look at what will happen in the National First Division this coming weekend. On Friday, Cape Town All-Stars at the Athlon Stadium are hosting Ezinkosi at Jomo Cosmos at 3:30, and that game playing on Friday the 13th of October. Friday the 13th being a interesting date to play a a match, a game of football. We'll see what happens in that game. And then Saturday 14th, there are quite a few fixtures. Sakoma Tsamatsebandira in a Limpopo derby are traveling to Hoyando against Black Leopards. Black Leopards being the host at 3:30. Royal Eagles are hosting Umtata Bugs at 3:30. Stellenbosch FC are hosting Richards Bay FC at 3:30 as well. Witbank Spears will travel to Utongati at the same time. And then the Super Eagles are hosting Amatugs in the last game of on Saturday at the same time as well. And then on Sunday the 15th of October, Ubuntu Cape Town FC hosting Bombela, Real Kings hosting the relegated PSL team Highlands Park, who've just changed coaches in an interesting twist there, with Owen Dagama joining and also being joined by Alan Fries at Highlands Park. Let's take a look at how the log is looking like now, with Stellenbosch staying at top with 14 points after 6 games, and University of Pretoria following them with 13 points, just 1 point adrift at number 2. And then there's a slight gap appearing with the number 3 and number 4 and number 5 all 9 points, Umtata Bugs, Mbombela United and Highlands Park respectively. And then the bottom two is Richards Bay FC, the former champions of last season, of course, who then sold their status, being number 15. And then Ubuntu Cape Town FC with 4 points, being number 16, the last team there. Those are the relegation candidates as it stands. And that's pretty much how it looks in the National First Division. Wishing the teams all the best, of course, and wishing them the best of luck in the coming future, in the coming fixtures.
Yeah, mina ngukhayelihle mdlalo. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kumele ukuthi ishintshwe vele le ndaba yamaku ukuvotela i-goal of the season, because when it comes to voting, no team in South Africa that can beat Kaizer Chiefs, even if Itumele Nkune can play one game, and maybe the likes of Jackson Mabogwane play 30 games. When it comes to voting, Kune will be the goalkeeper of the season. Yabo. So nje kumele ishintshwe le nto le, ngcono vele ijaji nje straight. Yabo. Ungavota.
Ya, mina ndifuna ukuthi mabangayitshintshi. Ngoba kaloku inantsika kaJabalala. I-award yakhe, mabangayitshintshi. No, not change. They must not change, because Jabalala deserved that award. Masuluke is gonna win FIFA. Mabangayitshintshi kodwa, no change it. For me, not change the award for mna. Umasuluke kaloku udlale Baroka FC, Jabalala udlale Kaizer Chiefs, mabangayitshintshi. Ngoba uJabalala yakhe la award.
Yes, they must honor him with something. They owe him an apology. Especially the man of the match, most of the time is biased. You see, some of the players, they perform very well, but when it comes to player to a man of the match, I think those men of the match and coach of the season, they write them before the games. So they owe him an apology. They must honor him.
We now joined on the studio by Sokala Duma, journalist, and I'm so excited to speak to him. His name is Dumisani Koyana. He's going to be talking about who he thinks is going to be the winner of the MTN 8 final. Remember, it's Tinkler versus Benny, even though the coaches actually don't want that theme to be bandied about. But that is that. I mean, those were former teammates in Bafana Bafana, and it's actually them against one another in many of the subplots that will be in this contest. Joined now by Sokala Duma, journalist. Dumsani, thank you very much for your time. How's it going, sir?
Thanks for having me, Nguja, and it's a pleasure being here, man.
Before we even talk about that, we've asked in our talking point on Facebook, we asked our fans to send us voice notes, which they've done, about whether or not they think that with Oscarin Masuluke, you know about the fact that he is nominated now, is in the top three of the Puskas Award. You definitely know about that. Most of the country knows about that. And the fact that he didn't win the South African version of that award in the PSL Award. So we asked the fans whether or not the PSL should change the voting process. Of course, there is a temptation from me to ask a journalist what they think about that. Do you think that the PSL should continue making people participate and perhaps maybe educate them more about whether they should be voting for the best and not for who they like, or they should just change it to a panel of experts within the industry?
For me, looking at how the award was judged, I think it was more of a popularity contest. because if you look at Shaba's goal and you look at Oscarin's goal, those two goals are on a different level. So if you say people must vote, definitely, you know, Shaba's gonna win. He's got more followers on Instagram, Twitter. Oscarin Masuluke only started his Twitter account a few days ago after it was announced that he's in the top three. So when you look at those dynamics, social media wise, Simbwe Shabalala is far ahead as compared to Oscarin Masuluke. So I think going forward, what they need to do is they need to have a panel which will judge the goal of the season. If you look at that goal, it was a 90th minute goal.
The context is beautiful,
you
because
understand.
If there's a team that is behind a goal that is scored by someone who's not even supposed to score a
today,
goal.
You understand? So he was taking a chance, and the chance got the team a point against a big team like Orlando Pirates. So now, as compared to Shava's goal, I think it was a bit unfair to Oscarin, but now he's redeeming himself. He's in the top three, competing against Giroud and... Dana or something.
Yeah, Dana Castellanos.
Yeah.
I mean, does that perhaps then shame us as the South African football family to say that, well, perhaps the goal, I mean, that is going that potentially will be the goal of the year is not even a goal of the year in South Africa. Goal of the year in the world, but not goal of the year in South Africa. Does that maybe put a dent on how we view football, or how advanced a football nation we are in terms of how we see the football?
From my side, when I look at that, it sort of puts a question mark on how things are done in South Africa. Not to say shame or put a dent, but we need to change the way we do things within the PSL. Most of the hours that are being judged there. Even there was also a talk about why Grant Nijman was not part of the Young Players of the Year. You understand? So there's a lot that needs to be done. And actually, with this Oscarin Masuluke issue, I hope the panel in the PSL makes some changes.
All right. So now the reason why we called you here is because obviously I certainly am not qualified to really provide an expert opinion about the final because I'm a fan, I'm a watcher of football, you are a journalist. I can give credit to whatever your opinion is. So let's dissect that. From my perspective, the manner in which Cape Town City, okay, to anyone that doesn't know this, Cape Town City was coached by Coach Eric Tinkler last season. They won the Telkom Knockout and they were number 3 in the log, and came a better offer at SuperSport United, and he took it. He was replaced then by his former teammate at Bafana Bafana and his former colleague at Orlando Pirates, Benny McCarthy. So they're playing against one another in the final. First thing that I've noticed about Benny McCarthy's Cape Town City was the manner in which they are playing. Of course, they lost Lebogang Manyama, and of course, they don't have Aubrey Ngoma, but the style of play is totally different. And you can see that what Tinkler's Cape Town City was efficient in terms of 1-2 passes, quick counters, is a little bit different under Benny McCarthy. That is me seeing it from a fan's perspective, what is obvious and glaringly obvious with this team at the moment. Tinkler is doing well. He's in the semi-final. He's in the second leg of the semi-final in the CAF Confederations Cup with SuperSport United. So these teams are going into the final. How do you see this panning out?
It's going to be an interesting one, as you've already put it out there, that these two guys were teammates at Bafana Bafana. They worked together at Orlando Pirates. Now they're on different ends. Luckily for me, the past few weeks I've had an interview with Tabono Dada, who's one of the players for me that
he's the player of the moment. He's a player because he's won back-to-back man of the matches.
He's the player to watch. And last week I also had a chat with Clayton Daniels before they went to camp for Bafana Bafana, and I could sense while speaking to those two guys that both teams really, really, really want it, and whoever shows up on Saturday will definitely take it. But when we dissect it and have a look at it, both teams, they're missing this cup. They've never won the MTN8, and I think Eric Tinkler wants to prove himself that he's not a Mickey Mouse coach. He can certainly do well, like how he did with Cape Town City last season, winning the Telkom Knockout, also becoming 3 on the log. And also with Benny McCarthy, it's quite fascinating with him, man. Like, it's his first big time head coaching. Now he's in the final, MTN8. And if he wins it, it's going to give him the bragging rights, man. And he's one of the most decorated players that we've had in the country. But now, his first time coaching, now he's going to win the cup if he does win it. So it's all good for him. I just hope on the day, the type of football that both teams play, it will be enjoyable, not a dull final.
And what I noticed in the latest edition of Sokala Duma as well, with us speaking to both coaches, is that they there is a tendency from those gentlemen, and I think it speaks to their level of maturity, that they want to deflect all the attention, not it being about them, Tinkler versus Benny. They want to deflect that and put more focus and more emphasis on the players. How do you assess that? Is it a sign of maturity from them? Is it perhaps them not wanting to attach blame and want to take attention from the players' spotlight?
If you look at the two guys, both of them, they've played in Europe. And the way things are done in Europe before big games, most coaches or most managers, they tend to take the shift away from them. They put the focus more into the players. So that's what they've learned in Europe, and they slowly bring it into the PSL. And if it's working for them, why not use it, man? You understand?
Now, you've been at the Cape Town Stadium. You've been almost a permanent feature there in the past few games, and perhaps the rest of the season you'll always be a permanent feature there due to your work. I make, at the beginning of this conversation, I make the assessment that the gameplay is totally different, even though it does bring results here and there sporadically for Benny McCarthy's Cape Town City. What do you make of the manner in which they play? Ayanda Patosi, Lila K on the wide side, Thabo Nodada, Mpoma sometimes in the middle, with flying fullbacks, with Kowola or Thamsa Ngamkiza on the right. On the left, you would have Edmilson Dove or Ibrahim Sidat. So there is a manner in which that they are playing. Is it fluid enough for you? Can they sustain this type of football? Can it bring them results, cups throughout the season?
The way I look at it, you see with Cape Town City from last season when they were playing under Coach Tinkler, they would catch you on counter. It would be Obrim Goma, Lebohang Manyama, Pongole Tuchaiya, and they were quick. They were quick on that counter attack. Now, things have changed. Benny is in, and you can see the type of play that they're playing. They're using more width. They're using more Lila Kale. Less of Ayanda Potusi, but you can also see the hard work that in the middle of the park that Madzi and Thabo Nodada, or if it's Nodada and Puche, they're putting in a lot of hard work. And also there's the Teko Modise factor. He can change a game at any spur of the moment. He can change a game. And then if you look at the side of SuperSport, I think the person that's going to win the game for them is Jeremy Brocky. If they leave that guy, or they just give that guy a second, he's going to kill them. And also with the experience of Rinelo Lotulonyane, you can't take that away from that guy. And for me, what's quite interesting, or what I've picked up, is that there's a sort of a competition between two guys who are friends. Obri Modiba and Thabo Nodada, they were teammates at Mpumalanga Black Aces. And there's that competition between them, who's the better one. Because Obri Modiba was at Cape Town City and then he left for SuperSport. You understand? So now there's that bit of competition between the two of them. But just to finalize it, I think this game will be won in the middle of the park. And whoever plays up to instructions and they use their wingers, they will win the game. Because if you see Cape Town City, they've got this guy Obina. Yeah, Obina is there to hold the ball up there for this the midfielders to come and join. And on the other side, they've got Jeremy Brocky.
But before I let you go, though, I mean, I need to press you for an answer. Are you saying it will be won by anyone? Well, it's Cape Town City versus SuperSport United. Mm-hmm. Which team is going to win the NTN 8?
Now you're putting me on the spotlight.
Definitely, you have to. You have to, because you are more qualified to make that judgment than me.
I think when you look at a team like SuperSport, yeah, they've won a couple of cups. And with a team like Cape Town City, it's only in its second season. They already have won. They're in the final now. I think Cape Town City wants it more. for me
in Durban.
In Durban? Yeah. For me, I don't want to put my foot and say this team is going to win, but I feel like Benny wants it more, man. Just to put his name out there that he's no longer in the 18 area now. He's in the dugout.
All right, without saying it, you've said it. Cape Town City is going to win the MTN 8. That is according to Dumisani Koyana. He's a Sokola Duma journalist. We thank you very much for your time and we appreciate your presence here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mujer, for having me. I hope you can have me again in the future.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Wyndham van Vieren. Just responding to the Oscar in Mazuluke's goal. I have tweeted, I think it's a bit unfair because of the huge following that Kaizer Chiefs has, and they are willing to support and basically they're willing to vote for their team. There was one incident where Chad Leclerc dominated the world of swimming, and Itumeleng Nkune was injured for most of that year. But because of Kaizer Chiefs' huge following, Itumeleng Nkune won. And Chad Leclerc lost out. I think it's a bit unfair. Well, yes, there should be a viewer's choice for the Kaizer Chiefs fans that will never win the league again. And that will be a consolation prize for them. But I do think that when it comes to things like this, come let's face it. Some Piwe Chabalala's goal was straightforward. Anybody can have scored it. Anybody shouldn't even have been on that voting list for or contender for goal of the year. He shouldn't have been on that list in the first place because his goal was so straightforward. Secondly, is that Oscar Rin Mazaluke deserved the goal, or he deserved the win. So I do believe that all the PSL, NFD coaches and captains, they only should vote for those sort of goals and play of the season, those sort of things. But I do believe that you can have a viewer's choice as well.
Hi, vele iPSL iyarobha. Wena ongathola ukuthi amawadi ayatholakana isizini iqalayo. Waye banganikeza abantu ama awadi isizini iphelile or two weeks after kufana neEngland. Vele bafuna kurobha, ngiyababona vele bayazi next abantu.
Good afternoon to Sokala Duma, the fans. This is Mongani Ngcobo from Potchefstroom speaking. Masuluke's goal, ne, catched an eye worldwide. It was in 9 minutes of the game, and he equalized for his team, which is Baroka. So compared to his goal, to Simpo Tshabalala's goal, ne, he scored a great goal, but Masuluke, it's a keeper and it's worldwide and it's in the 10 minutes of the game.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Let's take a look now at some of the thoughts or more of the thoughts of people from Facebook. Mo Madibi says, but even FIFA is using the same voting system. Besides, why should the whole soccer fraternity change its rules because your desired player didn't get votes? You can complain about the refs, but not the voting system. Take it as this. Brand Shaba worked more than Brand Oscarin in this case. That is according to Mo Madibi. Luyanda Brewa says, Mara, I don't see anything wrong with about how the PSL judged the goal of the season. Supporters were given an opportunity to vote for their goal of the season. You can't say people should choose their favorite color, and when too many people choose blue, you question their choice. And then Siv Raf says, yes, it should be changed. South African football fans lack maturity and their understanding of football is extremely poor. Let the professionals decide these kind of awards because small teams like Baroka will continue to suffer in future, and that is according to Steve Ruff. Mkoli Simfetana says, never underestimate the stupidity of people in large numbers. This Masuluke incident has proven that you can't leave that decision to immature, stupid people who can't see farther than their team. Those are polarizing views. And that's the beauty of the sport. It's a game of opinions. A lot of people saying it should remain the same. A lot of people saying it should be changed based on this. And a lot of someone interestingly said that this is God's way of working mysteriously. You never really know, of course. All right. We thank you very much for listening to the Sokala Duma preview show. We thank Utumisani Nkoyana as well for his thoughts and the team that he chose for win the title of the MTN 8. My name is Nkululeko Ngewu, and this is the Sokala Duma preview show, the weekend special. We thank you very much for listening. Keep on sending us those voice notes and those Facebook messages. We'll always try and read as many of them as possible. We appreciate the support. Enjoy the weekend's fixtures.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.